Susan Martin Morgan lives about a mile from Fort Gillem. Her home has already been tested by the Army. She says the Army discovered her home contains elevated levels of dangerous chemicals that could pose a long-term risk to her family's health. State environmental officials believe the toxic vapor is entering homes from contaminated groundwater originating from the former Army base. Martin Morgan says she and other family members have suffered from health-related issues that could be related to the hazardous chemicals.
I'm just ready to move because I have a grandbaby here too, and he's been sick. I've been feeling sick, you know, hardly breathing at night when I'm ready to go to bed. And then my husband just detected a knot growing on his chest in there, so he said it was kind of bothering him.
Martin Morgan found out about the toxic vapor this summer, but has not heard back from the Army for several months.
All you can go by is sit here and wait, and the waiting is very frightening.
State officials say the Army agreed to install air ventilation systems in homes with elevated levels of chemicals like benzene and trichloroethylene within 21 days of a positive test. But Bert Langley, who serves as Director of Compliance for the Georgia Environmental Protection Division, says so far no work has taken place.
It's disappointing because they had committed to us, and we feel like it's an important part of the project overall is the whole goal is to protect human health.
However, Langley says the state can do little to enforce the voluntary agreement.
At the state level, we have very limited legal authority in addressing issues with the Army.
He says officials believe the hazardous chemical seeped into groundwater from solvents and cleaning materials used at Fort Gillem before it closed.
But in early days and for many years until the late 70s, we were not very careful about how we disposed of that material. And it was not uncommon to have a lot of it end up on the ground surface and in some cases even buried.
Earlier this month, Governor Nathan Deal wrote a letter to a top Army official urging the Army to expedite the testing and mitigation efforts. In a statement, the Army says it's currently engaged in the study and is in frequent contact with Georgia environmental regulators, the EPA, and the community to assess the results of ongoing sampling. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.